been collecting stories from the Deaf South Asian American community for a couple of years now. It is my pleasure to share the story from Zahra Hussain, a Deaf Pakistani American woman. The story was told originally in American Sign Language. Shweta Surya Narayanan provided voiceover. Zahra is a scholar at Columbia University and runs a school for the deaf in Lahore, Pakistan. She tells this incredible story about her pride in her deaf identity.
At home, we speak Urdu. I mean, not really much English. We speak Urdu. My sisters will sign a little bit. They tend to fingerspell a lot. I mean, sometimes if I don't understand what they're saying, they fingerspell or we resort to a pen and paper. My parents pretty much communicate by speaking. They'll speak slow. It's nice. But no, they don't really sign. Not at all. My mother really doesn't like sign language. I mean, she doesn't accept it. She doesn't even support it. My father, on the other hand, doesn't mind sign language, but he prefers speaking. I could decide what I wanted for myself, whatever is best for me. My mom demanded oral methods. She used to forbid sign language. She wanted me to get cochlear implants. In fact, that's why we had come to the U.S. for 4 years of my life, from 1995 to 1999. I was 15 at the time and was not at all interested in getting a cochlear implant. I mean, I admit that I think the cochlear implant is a wonderful technology for advancement of the deaf, but at the time I was only 16 or 17 and was more concerned about going to college or getting a job. I did not want to focus on speech therapy, cochlear implants, and all that. In those days, if I had gotten a cochlear implant, I would have had to spend a lot of energy on therapy and services and would have had to put aside college, job opportunities, etc. I didn't want that. And I told my mom, I didn't want that. And at the time, having a cochlear implant and socializing in the deaf community would have been stereotyped. So my mother thought that's why I didn't want to get it. But it wasn't the deaf community that influenced my decision. I decided for myself. I just didn't want it. I had speech therapy in high school. 1 hour sessions, 3 days a week, all 4 years. I was burned out on speech therapy. I felt like I wanted control of my own tongue. Maybe I didn't have control over my ears. But anyways, with cochlear implants, I just didn't have time for it. So I told my mom, no. And we just got into it. That really affected our relationship. I got into this disagreement with my mom, and for those 4 or 5 years, our relationship was just awful. The whole time I lived in the U.S., there was so much tension between us. And still to this day, well, it's okay. She still brings up cochlear implant issue from time to time. So yes, I appreciate these things, but no, I don't miss them by being deaf. I told my mom that she has to accept who I am and appreciate what I can offer. And I told her, don't think I'm at a loss. But she is still so adamant about the value of hearing. Back in the day, my mom was hell-bent on cochlear implants. Now, she's coming to realize there's so much diversity among deaf people. Some can afford the procedure, while others can't. Some don't benefit from the implant or therapy, whereas there are people who do greatly benefit. There's a wide variety of people. So when my mom asked me if I want to see about cochlear implants, I have to tell her, I'm okay. God made me this way. I'm okay. God has blessed me. I'm okay. I can read, write, socialize, and travel by myself. I can do so much. So I'm okay. She should feel blessed and thank God for that. She doesn't have to feel guilty about anything. My mom thought about it, and we leave it at that. Speaking of sign language, my mom now says, you can't bind a child's hands. Go figure. She recently said this, which is a huge change for her. I was shocked she said that. It's huge. I mean, after, let's see, now 30 years, she's changed. Yeah, I was 11 months old, just a baby, when my parents found out I was deaf. And so that's a long time for me, 30 years. And now, finally, my mom has come to accept it. You can't bind a child's hands.
That was Zahra Hussain, and this video is also a part of the South Asian American Digital Archive Collection. You can watch the original video in American Sign Language with English captions at intersectionsradio.wordpress.com.